Second item under matters arising. Paper number 124, strong denunciation of Labour and Welfare Bureau's repeated refusal to send representatives to attend Yao Chin Mong District Council meetings. And Mr. Hui Tak Leung is the person member submitting the paper. And we'd like to welcome Ms. Lee from the Labour Department and also the WITS representative, Ms. Sin, who is also here. So let's invite the department to make a response first. Thank you, Chairman. Well, the Labour and Welfare Bureau received the Chairman's letter dated the 8th of October this year. It's about the attendance by the Bureau at the earlier meetings of the Council. And on the 3rd of December, the Labour Department already replied to the Chairman, and we are grateful to the District Council for your continued interest in a WIT scheme, the Work Incentive Travelling Subsidy Scheme, and the Labour Department is more than happy to attend today's meeting to discuss the matter with members. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hui Tak Leung. First of all, I'd like to thank the Labour Department for sending representatives to today's meeting. I'd like to clarify one thing. For the paper, well, as we discussed, the reason why we have proposed to reprimand the Labour Department because on several earlier occasions, they refused to send representatives to our meeting, and I'm grateful to you for sending somebody here today. But then, as the Chairman knows, we are not discussing that paper today. And the only thing that I'd like to do today is that with the two representatives from the Labour Department here today, I'm grateful to you because you've been asked by your boss to come here, and I think you fully respect this District Council, and we are very grateful to you for that. And I'd like you to convey this message to your boss. I hope that in the future, it's not just on the WITS. It might be in relation to other matters involving the Bureau, and if the Bureau is not able to send a representative, then you can also send somebody else here. You can always notify us, and if you are not able to come, you should have told us in advance. Instead of waiting three or four times, and then you would ask another department to come along to explain to us. Now that you are here today, well, if other members do not object, then I would also be willing to allow you to tell us more about the WITS. But then, Chairman, you will have to ask other members for their views, because this is not supposed to be a discussion of the WITS. It's just an item to denounce them. But then, given the fact that we have somebody from the Labour Department, well, I think it's a sign that you respect us, and we also respect you, and therefore there is no need for us to reprimand you today. All right, thank you. I can see hands raised up. Ms. Wong Shuman. Thank you, Chairman. I'm grateful to the Labour Department. The Assistant Director is here today. And together with Mr. Hui Tak Leung, I share his views. I would like to use very mild language to treat you because, indeed, you've actually taken this up on behalf of your boss, and you're prepared to discuss the matter with us here. But then, as Mr. Hui just said, I think in submitting the paper, he was actually reprimanding the Labour and Welfare Bureau for not sending anybody here. In fact, it's already past the time for discussing it because you've refused to attend to attend the meeting. It shows one thing, that is that the Bureau is very bureaucratic. I don't understand it, because at different levels, we have had very good communication with the different levels of officials from the Bureau. But then, once it comes to the District Council level, when we ask them to send somebody here to discuss the matter with us, they just refused. I don't understand it. Why? It shows that in deciding whether or not they're going to send anybody here to the District Council to listen to public opinions, well, the AO responsible for that, I think he's doing a disservice to his boss, the Chief Executive CY Leung, because this Chief Executive has been saying that he would like to reach out to all quarters of the community, and he'd like to have more discussions with the community on matters of interest. But then I think the AO in question has actually done a disservice to his boss, and I hope that that could be put on record. Yes, Mr. Hoi, I've listened to the response from the department, and it said that in November, the Bureau received this notification from the Chairman of the District Council, and it was aware that we had this item on reprimanding the Bureau. I'd like to clarify this. All right, this item was originally proposed on the 3rd of May at the Community Building Committee. And why did the Bureau only learn about this in November? Or during the past 6 months, all along, the Bureau just did not know it or did not understand that there was this strong demand from the District Council for them to come and join us in our discussion on the WITS. I think this is a critical question to be answered because we have submitted this paper. All right, the Bureau did not send anybody here. And all along, it was not even aware of this. And it has been criticized for such a long time, and still, it wasn't aware of it. And it's not until when members would like to reprimand it that it was notified and it was informed that there was this move by this council to reprimand it. Was it the case that it was not aware of it? It was kept in the dark. What is most regrettable is that originally in May, we already said that we'd like to discuss the matter. And when we proposed that, and we said that either the department or the Bureau should change it into a due-track system. And actually, they've already changed it. They've already made the announcement. And up to this very moment, they are still not willing to respond positively to what we propose in our paper. What does that mean? What's the purpose of this council? So what's the value of this council to them? I hope that the department can give us a proper response. Yes, Mr. Hoi Tak Leong, have I got it right? That is, you're not actually trying to, they are not here to respond to the substance of the paper. There might have been some misunderstanding on the part of members. And if you have your members of the CCB and also on the 25th of October at the District Council meeting, as you might be aware, we all knew the flow chart, we all knew what happened, and there were several discussions at the CCB, and then last time it was discussed at the council meeting, and it was in late October, and then in early November, the relevant documents in accordance with the consensus reached amongst members, on behalf of the District Council, I already wrote to the director, and at this meeting, it's a matter arising under the last meeting, and today, the Labour Department sent an assistant director here to discuss the relevant matter with us. And according to what I heard, Mr. Hoi Tak Leong, apparently you said that with regard to the presence of the department and also the response from the department, you accepted that in principle. All right, thank you very much, Mr. Hoi. I also heard from some members that with regard to the repeated refusal by the department and the Bureau to come and attend our meeting upon our invitation, I'd also like to talk to the district officer here. As I am aware, for many bureau heads and directors of departments, they would also go to the district councils to attend their meetings. They would also visit all the 18 districts. So in terms of the arrangement, I hope that the Labour and Welfare Bureau can also help us so that or maybe the district officer can help us so that Mr. Matthew Cheung, the bureau chief, can come to our district council as soon as possible so that our feedback and demands can also be passed on to the bureau chief. I think that can be considered because we have no idea as to when Mr. Cheung will be coming, but then at least we can pass those views on to him. We have already indicated our dissatisfaction with the performance of the Bureau, all right? Chairman, as you said, you hope that the Bureau Chief can come to the District Council to discuss the issues with us. But then I personally am of the view that we do hope that when we submit any papers on a particular issue, we hope that the Bureau would be prepared to listen to our views so that instead of asking their subordinates to come along, they can send somebody from the Bureau to our meeting to explain the issue to us. Instead of asking, we are not trying to ask the director to come every time. We're just asking somebody who is in charge of the matter or who is responsible for the matter to come and discuss with us. Yes, we also hope that whoever is responsible for the matter will come and discuss with us. And my understanding is that the Bureau Chief or the Director would also be visiting all the 18 districts. And therefore, I'm asking for the Bureau Chief to come when he is available. All right, any further points to make under the item. All right, is there anything that the Assistant Director would like to respond? Yes, thank you, Chairman. According to the records, the Labour and Welfare Bureau, on the 2nd of May this year, and also on the 25th of July this year, wrote to the District Council, and that is the CCB of this council. So I have these records. Mr. Hou Wing-chung, thank you, Chairman. I do expect that the relevant departments, i.e. the LWB, in response to our request, we can have a face-to-face discussion. You can answer our questions directly so that we can have a better understanding of the Bureau's stance on certain issues. All right, thank you, Mr. Hou Wing-chung. Mr. Hui Tak-yong, you don't have any particular views on this. All right, that being the case, I declare that we have wrapped up our discussion on this. Thank you very much for coming.